The State Elections Commission expects 16% of voting age adults to vote in the partisan primary election on August 9th. That's about 700,000 people. In 2012's partisan primary, turnout was about 3 percentage points higher. Reed Magny is the spokesman for the State Elections Commission. He says turnout in 2012 was spurred by a competitive, four-way Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat. That race was ultimately won by former Governor Tommy Thompson.
There was a lot of ads and a lot of attention. Right now, the attention in the U.S. Senate campaign is really about November.
In this year's primary, voters will decide who will represent their party in November elections for Congress, State Assembly and Senate, and District Attorney offices. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.